All right, great question here from Mark about is it okay to mix your content and your offers? So, if you have seen me talk about this before, you know that my general advice is no. Try to keep like it's, if it's a video or a post where you're sharing some inspiration, advice, context, education, just do that. Imagine that your viewers are people who might someday buy from you, but not right now, not today. I like to think of it that way because then I keep my content pure of selling. And I really do think it makes a difference over time. People who say, well, adding content and offers together, it helps with the sales process. And it probably does. But I've been around long enough creating content where I've seen the difference that the purity of content makes. It just builds you a different brand. I mean, it builds you a different relationship with your audience, and you won't be able to tell until down the road, which is why it's hard. It's like so much of six long-term success in life is hard for most people because you won't see the difference till down the road, and so most people can't do it. And marketing and selling is very much like that, where it's like, of course, more aggressive selling is going to work in the short term, obviously. Sending more emails, you know, mixing your content and offers. And yet, down the road, they realize, oh, that was not a great strategy. And that was the same. So, but Mark had this example here about, you know, he's teaching people how to grow microgreens at home. That's his course. That's the product that he wants to sell, the online course. And he wants to make a video showing how it's possible to do micro, you know, how many microgreens. I'm looking at this question here, how many microgreens it's possible to grow in six trays in 6 weeks, like a series of videos showing that. And when I hear a series of videos, I'm starting to think, well, that's how to content. And how to, yes, sometimes you put it for free out there, but most of the how to I recommend is online courses or in your paid programs or services. And so Mark says, is it okay for me to make a video showing this? I'm like, yes, it's inspirational to see time lapsed, especially like, here's be you know before 6 weeks, you know, 1 week later, 2 weeks later, 3 weeks, you know, that's an exciting video to see. Like, oh my gosh, seeing the growth, see what's possible. Free is hope for free. How to for paid, okay? Free hope, paid how. That's my recommendation. That's how I do it. That's how I recommend to you. So that's the question that I ask you is what is your free content that's a powerful way to give hope? Or you give an overall map of the territory, like you, if you want to grow microgreens in 6 weeks, generally you get some good seeds, you have to get a good tray, you have to water consistently or whatever, you know. Not an expert. My wife actually has grown microgreens a lot, but I haven't studied the process. But if you want a step-by-step hand-holding process, that's why I teach the course and, you know, check it out. Should you mix the two? Like back to the original question, when Mark is showing that video about growing microgreens, is it okay to mention, I have a course, you want to go deeper? I think it's okay in this context. Okay. The reason is because the course is like for people who want the convenience of learning from me, who want the enjoyment of learning from me. I just want to let you know it's available, but it's not a sales message. That there's a difference between mentioning an offer as a, it's so weird for me to say this, but as a service of convenience to the viewer to say, in case you didn't know, I have this available, just FYI. You know, that's it. Versus, let me tell you about the program and why you should buy it. And this is so what's so great about it. You're going to get this module, you're going to get that module. Now you're into a sales message. The viewer most of whom are not going to buy from you today or even this week or even this month. Like, remember that that is a healthy perspective for content. Okay. And at the same time, I also talk about the importance of selling on a regular basis, sales messages at least once a month, if not some of you, maybe twice a month. And the sales messages are also pure. Purity in both ways, pure content, pure selling. You know, and the reason why Mark brought this up is because Mark says, as a British person, I'm more, you know, we tend to be, we don't want to sell. We want to be polite. And so we just want to like couch our selling as part of the content. Yeah, I understand. But here's the thing. Why isn't selling polite? That itself is a very important mindset question to work through. Why couldn't selling be gentle, be polite, be for the person who wants to be sold to? Because if you are, it's kind of like, imagine you go to a store and you're trying to buy some furniture and the salespeople are avoiding you. It's like, oh, we don't want to sell to this person who came to our furniture store. It's like, but they're there to buy, or they're there to at least check out whether they want to buy or not, right? Sales as a service of education, of, you know, myth busting, of clarifying any questions. That's what selling is about. Selling for the person who wants to be sold to is polite. And this is what my audience doesn't want to be sold to. Well, that's because you haven't sold in a way that is enjoyable to them. And the way that enjoyable to them isn't, let me hide my selling in a bunch of content so that I'm teaching you and I'm pretending I'm teaching you and suddenly I'm selling to you. And that's not polite, right? That's not enjoyable. But the people who have been watching your content, they like you, they trust you. And then once you start selling to them on a regular basis, they eventually get used to it. At the beginning, maybe you're right. At the beginning, you've just been doing content all your life, or all the life of the relationship you have with your viewer, they aren't used to you selling. However, you need to tell them that you have a business, right? And you say, hey, for those of you who are interested, and that could be a great way to start. Hey, for those of you who are interested in working with me deeper, I want to let you know that this is available. I'm personally really excited by it. It's for the people who want to learn this, who want to do this, who've been frustrated by this issue, who are trying to, who have, you know, haven't had success reaching this goal. And that's why I put this thing together. Now people understand, okay, if they didn't want to watch your sales message, they'll stop. If they didn't want to read your sales message, they'll move on. So you give it to them up front. That's how I do it. So it's like, I don't want to waste your time. If you don't want to watch my sales message, move on from here. But so that's why the mixing of content and offers is rude, because I'm like, you keep giving me content. That's what I expect. And then suddenly you switch bait in the middle of the video to selling me stuff. No, don't do that. Okay. I'd rather you in the beginning of the video says, hey, I'm announcing my online course. Do you see, that's how I do it, right? You notice when I sell to you, as soon as possible, I tell you, I'm selling to you now. If you are hard pressed for money right now, please move on. If you don't want to buy anything right now, please move on with your day, right? But for those of you who are leaning in and are interested in working with me, here it is, right? So I hope this is helpful as a further context setting for why content versus selling, in my opinion, ought to be different. In my experience, I think this is healthier for the long-term relationship of your audience. So thanks for listening. And I have nothing to sell to you right now. All right, let's move on.